Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, and this is MEC Communication Chairperson Sarah Nelson reporting. Summertime often means full flights and irregular situations. It is also a good time to review the single most important job we have, to ensure our responsibilities are met concerning the safety and security of the passengers and other crew members in our care. While on-time departures are helpful for United's business initiatives, they are not an excuse for a violation of the Federal Aviation Regulations. We do not allow violations such as passenger boarding without FAA minimums on board the aircraft or customer service closing aircraft doors before FAA requirements are met. Every day, it's important that we practice safety and security procedures as if it's the day of a recurrent exam. It's critical that we enforce FARs that require specific actions on our part, such as FAR 121.391D, which states that during taxi, flight attendants must remain at their jump seats with safety belts and shoulder harnesses fastened, except to perform safety duties related to the safety of the airplane and its occupants. The FAR is addressed on FAOM page 2.290.2. Be aware that taking meal orders, setting up the galley for in-flight service, or standing in the galley and chatting with other crew members about non-safety-related duties are all activities that violate this regulation. To avoid a non-compliance situation, once the safety demo is finished, complete the required cabin check and take your assigned jump seat and fasten your seatbelt. In summer months, we are especially aware of the dangers of turbulence. During the flight, each of us is charged with making a visual inspection to ensure every passenger's seatbelt is fastened every time the seatbelt sign is illuminated, except during turbulence that requires flight attendants to be seated. The responsibility for checking hundreds of seatbelts should be shared among the entire crew to expedite and lighten the amount of work involved. If a passenger is out of their seat when the seatbelt sign is on, we do have the responsibility to challenge them, reminding them the seatbelt sign is illuminated. Don't use the phrase, "you're up at your own risk," as it implies permission and a shift of liability that is not accurate. While checking for compliance with seatbelts, make sure that child restraints are also FAA approved and check FAOM page 2.50.5 and 6 for specific information. There is recognition by regulatory agencies that some human conditions merit a more forgiving treatment. We can and should continue to handle the elderly, children, and personal health emergencies with a little more leniency as the situation requires. At the end of both terminating and through flights, FARs require that flight attendants remain on board until passenger deplaning is complete, including passengers requiring a wheelchair or other special handling needs. The only exception to this is if there are more than the FAA crew members on board, and those above minimum must leave to work an outbound flight. This regulation is detailed on FAOM page 2.50.1. In the event we are not in compliance with any FAR, every crew member involved should file an OSAP report detailing the circumstances that led to the violation. Find the link to online OSAP reports in the safety section of our website or on our Useful Sites website page. Now that the new partnership program beginning August 31st has been awarded, the company will maintain a waiting list of partnership requests and award additional partnership for this six-month program in seniority order based on the seniority of the senior flight attendant in the partnership. Our schedule section of UnitedAFA.org contains a direct link to the place in United's intranet to submit your request to the waiting list. The partnership packet is posted in the same location as a waiting list request link and available for you to download. In addition to the packet, our website also has a question and answer document that may be helpful for those either in the program or for those who are considering placing a request on file. You may find a partnership bid with, to participate in the program. If you are looking for a partner to bid for the program, post your interest in Unimatic at Post Trade and find a partner in the trade board. Over the past 3 years, our campaign for reciprocal cabin seat agreements has turned out the best program among the major airlines, with 15 agreements spanning a wide range of coverage over the 50 United States, Mexico, and the Caribbean. We continue to advocate to improve worldwide travel benefits and build upon the current reciprocal agreements. We often hear from members who are grateful to get to work or have the opportunity to reach a vacation spot or visit a family member due to these agreements. Our website, UnitedAFA.org, has a travel section easily accessible from the Pay and Benefits tab on the homepage. The travel section contains a quick reference for each of the reciprocal cabin seat agreements and a direct link to WebList and FlyZed. We encourage members to become familiar with this section or download the information and carry it with you to ensure you are able to fully benefit. As we continue contract negotiations for improved pay, benefits, and work roles, flight attendants around the world are combating the same management agenda of making us work harder for less. We are working to rebuild our career and improve it for the future. While in some cases around the world, airline management is working hard to keep our profession from becoming a career with sexist and discriminatory practices, we'd be back years ago. For the fourth day in a row at Philippine Airlines, domestic and regional operations were canceled or disrupted. This follows the mass resignation of 27 of the airline's pilots over low pay, forced transfers to the airline's regional affiliate carrier with a 50% pay cut. The airline and the regional affiliate are both owned by billionaire Lucio Tan, a close associate of the former Philippine dictator, Ferdinand Marcos. Mr. Tan is the second richest person in the Philippines and has pursued a strategy of increasing profits by implementing pay cuts, layoffs, and contracting out work. Meanwhile, the Flight Attendants and Stewards Association of the Philippines, FASAP, has filed notice of its intent to strike. Their issues include staffing cuts, working harder and longer for less pay, and a reduction of the mandatory retirement age for flight attendants to 40 years of age. FASP has also filed a lawsuit seeking to reverse the unfair dismissal of many of its members as part of the company's reorganization plan. If it were not for the union, these workers wouldn't even have a say in all of this. No recourse, no way to protest. It all sounds a little too familiar, don't you think? Our best wishes go out to the Philippine Airlines flight attendants and their co-workers in their struggle for justice on the job. Our negotiating committee is continuing work to assess the proposals exchanged in the last mediation session against the priorities defined by you and develop counter-proposals that recognize the implications associated with the proposed merger. The current issue of our negotiations and new newsletter, with a thorough review of the status of our negotiations and a summary of proposals, is being finalized and will be in the mail to your homes later this week. Our next mediation session will be held in Chicago the week of August 21st with contract sections 15, training, 17, seniority, 21, reduction in personnel, 22, filling of vacancies, and 24, moving expenses on the agenda, in addition to other open items. The complex issues relating to our schedules and work life in sections 6 through 12 will be on the agenda in the fall, and it is expected these discussions will continue into the winter. While the merger announcement alters the backdrop of our negotiations, our goals remain the same: improve flight attendant pay, benefits, and working conditions. As the regulatory process moves forward, we will continue to work to ensure that the corporate combination of United and Continental Airlines is done in a manner that recognizes the contributions of flight attendants. We will continue to work with our advisors to identify and create opportunities. We will capitalize on the opportunities associated with the proposed merger and always be guided by our collective priorities in all of our efforts to maximize the benefits of the merger. The path forward dictates innovation and resolve so that the benefits associated with the merger can be realized in a timely manner in our negotiations, and the result allows for the potential of a world-class global airline to be realized. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.